And we want to take a closer look at the federal judge in Texas who made the controversial decision last week to reverse the FDA's approval of mifepristone. Judge Matthew Kaczmarek in Amarillo is a Trump appointee, and he has a history of opposing abortion rights. Caroline Kitchener has been looking into his personal background. She's a national political reporter covering abortion for The Washington Post. Welcome, Caroline.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you've been reporting on Judge Kaczmarek's recent ruling, but also on his upbringing. He grew up in the suburbs of Fort Worth. His parents were born-again Christians. Tell us more, Caroline, about his childhood and in particular his mother's views on abortion.
Matthew Kaczmarek is a deeply conservative Christian. He has been his entire life. His entire family is. I was able to, for the profile that we wrote about him, I was able to speak with his sister, some of his closest friends, and really got a picture of what his upbringing was like. And his mother, especially, was deeply anti-abortion. She would volunteer at crisis pregnancy centers. Those are anti-abortion organizations that try to talk women out of having abortions. And, you know, the children in the Kaczmarek family were taught early and often that abortion was wrong. So that's really, you know, that's where he started. And then, you know, really throughout his life, he goes to college and it continues to be a big issue for him personally.
Yeah. And actually, when he's in college, there's a really momentous experience in his sister's life, really, but I guess it really impacted him. And you tell us in your article that his sister got pregnant at 17 and then she left home to live in a maternity house where she then gave birth and put her son up for adoption. And you write that Matthew Kaczmarek, then a law student, drove to be there to hold this little baby before he was adopted.
That was a really formative experience for him, his sister told me, for both of them, and really deepened his anti-abortion views because she chose, you know, in that moment, it was an unexpected pregnancy. She was 17 years old. She chose not to have an abortion and instead do this adoption. And he met that child. And that really was significant for him, she said.
And then, you know, in recent years, Judge Kaczmarek joined the board of that maternity house where his sister had stayed for a little while she was pregnant and gave birth. You've also done reporting on his college years and how he talked about, thought about abortion. What sticks out to you about that time of his life?
Well, you know, it was just a few weeks into his freshman year, he was writing an op-ed as a member of the Young Republicans, an anti-abortion op-ed about kind of a potential, you know, national ban. You know, this really has clearly been a very important issue for him from the get-go. And just again and again, it pops up in his life. You know,
he was a real leader of the college Republicans, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. All of his friends said, you know, right away, he really took an interest in conservative politics. And he has, I mean, he's volunteered, he's phone banked, he's, you know, gone out to events for, you know, pretty much every prominent Texas Republican from Ted Cruz to Greg Abbott to Cornyn. I mean, really, really, it runs the gamut. And that is all there on his Senate Judiciary questionnaire. But it's clear that he's passionate about Republican politics.
Yeah. And let's talk about his Senate confirmation hearing, which happened in 2017. He is a Trump appointee. He goes before the Senate. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
As a judge, I'm no longer in the advocate role. I'm in the role of reading and applying with all good faith whatever Supreme Court and Fifth Circuit precedent is binding on me.
Well, the thing is, so he goes before the Senate, and in some ways he's grilled because senators, Democratic senators, found a lot of his writings exposing his views on things, not just like abortion, but gay marriage. He was even asked if he would recuse himself from cases, and he said he has in the past. Did the issue of recusal come up for this mifepristone case?
You know, it really didn't. I think that, you know, some folks were expecting that it might, but he didn't seem to have any qualms with taking on this case. And he did, you know, reiterate again and again in his Senate confirmation hearing that despite whatever he may have written as an advocate, you know, as you said, that was when he was in an advocate role. And now he says it's different. And, you know, even his, you know, personal views, they're not going to impact what he says or does as a judge.
What made you do this reporting, Caroline? I mean, calling up people who knew the judge and then telling us about his upbringing. Why do you think it's important for us to understand who this judge is?
I think especially since the Supreme Court, it's become clear that how judges feel about an issue personally is important. And it's a question that's on a lot of people's minds. How does that impact a potential ruling? And I think we need to explore that.
Caroline Kitchener is a national political reporter covering abortion for The Washington Post. Thank you so much, Caroline.
Thank you.